Speak Studios is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios and their websites, speakpodcasting.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Annie.
And together, we're
Three Single Broads.
Hey guys, it's Ashley here with your broads.
Hey.
Hi. We're coming to you from Venture X on Southside Bethlehem, thanks to Speak Studios.
Yeah. Yes.
And it has been a fucking 2 weeks, however long it's been since we've recorded.
Is December over yet? What's happening?
No, we're on day like started. Five. We're on day five. Okay. Day five of December. It's been a really weird week. There's just been a lot of odd people that I've come in contact with at work, and it's just been a lot. Really the bottom line. But luckily, I'm not slaving till 7 o'clock anymore.
That's good.
We hired a new person.
That's
yes.
Great.
Shout out to my coworker if you get to this episode.
Hey.
Yes, he's fun. He's awesome. I hope he sticks around for a bit, but
I mean, you need people. Like, my God.
Bad. But I did end up getting every Friday off, which is really just three for the rest of December.
So jealous.
That's awesome.
You deserve
I know.
That.
I'm
great.
So happy.
A 3 day, you're only working four days.
Yes, for the rest of the month.
Nice.
And then at the end of the month, because I get off on the eves, I have 2 3-day weeks.
Ooh. Nice. Okay, girl. I see
I know.
You.
Yeah. Or something. I'm excited. Whatever. I'm just excited. But yeah, no, that's been my life, working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking to you bitches. I haven't really seen you in a while, but
yeah. Me.
Yeah.
Same
Annie,
here,
how's
man.
Your week?
I've been doing a lot of business things. I have my first craft like vendor event. So my life has been just focused on that, really.
Like that.
Yeah,
but I'm taking some time, like little weekends. So like my boyfriend and I went to like a nice little place up in the mountains last weekend. And we're going to the beach after this event. So I'm excited to be at the beach in wintertime.
That's fun.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. So
that's
pretty much been it.
Pretty much it for me.
How about you, Jenny?
Well, my weekend was crazy. It is Christmas in the Christmas City, y'all. And let me tell
it like
you.
It never ends. There's Music Fest. That's busy. Then there's Oktoberfest, and that's busy.
Yeah, but no,
and then
no, no, no,
not
no.
Christmas.
No, no,
but
no.
It's not
nothing,
like this.
Nothing compares.
But like, when do you get
to
a break?
Christmas? Yeah. Oh, January.
After the New Year.
No, but so Friday night I'm at work. I'm going to tell a quick story. Friday night I'm at work, and it's very busy. It's Friday night in the Christmas City.
Ooh.
But most of my tables are lovely, whatever. Right. This group comes in and they want to sit at my table, but they want to order from the bar. And I say, ma'am, if you want to sit at my table, you're going to have to order through me. I'll be right with you. Well, I guess I took too long because the gentleman started screaming at me.
Ew.
Screaming at my face that he could have just ordered from the bar if I was going to take so long. I took 7 minutes, literally 7 minutes. My table was like counting. But
what the fuck?
Yes. So he starts screaming at me and I'm like, sir, you can leave. Like, I'm not doing this. So I get my manager and we're like, yeah, you all can leave. Basically, it ends with this woman then screaming at me. I say to her, ma'am, I am not going to allow a drunk middle-aged woman yell at me.
Seriously,
like I said that to her.
Especially when it takes longer at McDonald's these days.
So it ends with the entire
5 points.
It ends with the entire restaurant, crowded as fuck restaurant, screaming and chanting, get the fuck out of here,
whoa,
you fucking assholes. Nobody treats wait staff like that. Literally, one woman that was sitting at the bar that's like seeing all this got up and was like pushing this other woman.
Oh my God.
Get the fuck out of here.
Intense.
She's like screaming at her eye. They all started screaming. My bartender rang the bell. I was like energized. I was like, it's happening. But it was pretty awesome when everybody just cheered when the Karens were on.
Yeah, but that's like fucking a lot.
It was a lot.
That's a lot. That's
it was a
toxic.
Lot. It was a lot, but everybody was on my side besides the people that we removed
from
our
restaurant.
Well, yeah,
I mean, that's what
you know,
made
like,
it not horrible, but
yeah, because I've worked for owners that would have like, you know, catered to people and not heard my side or whatever. But my manager obviously was like, oh yeah, they can get the fuck out of here. You know, like nobody talks to our servers like that.
Oh my
God. They got kicked out.
I forgot to tell this part of my story. I know that it wasn't. I already had my check-in, but I didn't get to tell you about my car shopping experience.
Oh, that's right. I wanted to hear about your car shopping experience. You're buying a new car.
Yeah. So I need to get a new car. I have an 07 Cobalt, guys. Like,
it's time.
I have to roll the windows down. I need to upgrade my life a little bit. So what they say is true. There's not really a lot of cars in at dealerships right now. So I stopped at 3. This was my last one. There was 7 cars. I mean, there really wasn't anything to look at. But there was this lady that came out to help me. We chatted a little, told her what I wanted, whatever. She was going to go inside and get her card. So as we go inside, you know how there's like the one, like the main boss dude, and he sits in like the back in the office with all the windows so he can see everything. So we're standing there. I'm waiting for her to get her card. And I notice she gets called back into the principal's office.
And I'm gross
like,
already.
What is, yes. I was like, what is even there to discuss about the option that you have to choose for me? Like, there's nothing. And I see she looks a little beat up, but she comes over and she goes, well, there's a car in the back. So we go look at a car in the back. It's not, again, not what I want, not what I'm looking for. Thank you. Can I just have your card? So she gets called back into the principal's office.
Gross.
And now I hear her talking about the mileage on my car, which is stupid low. And she's trying to like defend herself. And I'm like, you know what? No. And you know what I did?
You walked in
walked
that bitch.
Into that motherfucker's office. I did, Jenny.
You're
I did.
Doing hero's work. Really.
I popped my head in. I was like, what she's saying? Yeah, it's true. That's how many miles are on my car. Thank you. But I don't like any of the options you have here for me.
Right.
I really just want her card because there was something that was online. You know, she can give me a call when it comes in. Whatever. I'm just like trying to get us both out of this situation at this point because he was being a dick whole time sitting like this.
Gross. Hands behind his head.
Whole
gross.
Thing. Like just like leaning back in his chair looking like a douchebag.
Ew.
And he is talking about a car that literally – go ahead.
Yeah.
Gross. Close enough. Yes. He was talking about a car that literally had like 10,000 and a little bit of change less mileage than I have on my car. Mm. Why would I want to buy a car that almost has the same amount of mileage?
I mean, your miles are stupid low.
Stupid low, but still. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, no. I don't want the same amount of miles on a car.
Right.
So he keeps trying to sell this thing, and he's talking now to her. He's completely ignored the fact that I'm like, yeah, I don't like any of your cars. Staring straight at this poor woman, she looks like she's going to cry.
Aww.
He's like, I'm just trying to prove a point. Yeah. I'm like, sir.
That straight man ain't shit. Yeah. You're proving it very well. Thank you.
I was thinking of you as I was standing in this situation. I was like, what was the point exactly? I told you I'm not interested in any of these things.
Yeah.
We end up having a little argument back and forth, and I'm just like, thanks for your business. Let's get your card. Let's fucking pop the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But it was disgusting and crusty experience.
Straight men ain't shit.
It made me think of you. I was like, oh my God, this is why she hates fucking straight dudes.
Exactly. It's exactly why.
Also, why people probably are buying more cars online, because that was a disgusting experience.
Yeah, it's funny because the married guy that I used to hook up with that I was the side piece to, I've talked to him about in lots of episodes. Definitely in I Make Up For It in Other Places.
Okay.
So check that out. But he was texting me this week randomly, which I thought the audacity, first of all. It's gross. I won't even talk about his personal life because I don't want to call him out. But I sent him the poop emoji twice. And then I said, straight men ain't shit times two. And he was like, you're fucking crazy. And I was like, you're gross if you think I'm going to let you stick your penis in me.
Oh,
so
my God.
Please leave me alone, sir.
I said no, sir.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
So straight men ain't shit. But yeah, my week was work. I had the highest sales of any individual yesterday.
Yes, girl, get it.
Yeah, lots of money. I mean.
Yay.
Oh, there's a cheer
there's
somewhere.
A cheer.
No.
I don't know.
Yellow.
There.
That one.
I'm on the wrong side. I should be by the buttons. All right.
Yeah. We're getting distracted. Okay. I'm going to stop. But yeah, no, it's Christmas in the Christmas City, making lots of money, working really hard. I'm excited to be off tomorrow. So I had a really good week though this week because I got to go to the movies with one of my besties.
Yeah.
And she's here today.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of the first time that we met. But I couldn't. I'll introduce her and then maybe we'll crack it. I think I honestly came to your house, but this is the last member of our soul fam.
Yes. Congratulations.
I've called you out on multiple episodes.
I know.
Yeah. Welcome our girl, Crumb.
Yes.
I know. I'm finally here.
You are.
Seriously, though. I
can't remember either.
I want to say that it was either at some boy's house, some house party.
Yeah.
Or I really think I came to your mom's house with another friend of ours. Came to your mom's
house.
Was
my mom home? Probably not.
I don't know.
That doesn't sound on brand. No, she probably wasn't home.
I usually didn't have people over.
I know, which that's why I thought that was weird. That's why I thought it was weird that that's the memory that popped into my head. But anyway.
Yeah, I can't remember a specific moment either. But
well, we do know this. You are one of the Liberty bitches.
Yeah, I am. I was only there for 2 years, but I'm still one of the
still counts.
You graduated from there, bitch.
You were there for the end, and that's what matters. That's what matters.
Yeah. We won't talk about where you went before. It's fine. But basically, Crump rolled into my group of friends, and it was like, who the fuck is this girl in Abercrombie everything?
Oh,
her dad lives in Parkland. Her mom lives on Main Street. I'm like, bitch, who the fuck do you think you are hanging out with Stacy?
Yeah.
That's really how we met.
Stacy was like my first friend because we played field hockey together.
Oh, that's fun.
So, yeah. That started with that and just spiraled.
It fucking spiraled.
But I did. I was like preppy my junior year. And everyone thought I was a stuck up bitch when I was just shy. And it like took me a minute to like open up. So I was quiet, but everyone thought I was a bitch.
I mean, you came from Becca. It's and I just came like, from, that's what you think when you come from.
Yeah.
Catholic school.
Yeah.
Right.
And you were a wild child, I'm sure, because you were wild in your 20s when Annie and I met you.
I was wild in my 20s because I was not allowed to be wild in my teens.
That's how I was. That's when I let it out.
So PSA to parents, don't be so strict on your kids.
Facts. Catholic school does not work.
No, my mom took me straight out. She's like, we're not paying for this anymore.
I didn't go to Catholic high school, but I went to Catholic middle school.
Yeah.
I went to just the eighth grade I never had like religion in my life. Then all of a sudden, Jesus is like, here's a eighth grade, go to Catholic school. The last year of the school, because everyone's been to friends since kindergarten.
Let's try it on. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
It was
true. Because when you go to Catholic school, you are in like kindergarten through eighth grade.
And I went just for the eighth grade.
Oh, yeah, you're outside.
They were so mean to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like they were mean to you. I'm sure they were.
Really bad.
And then you came to Liberty, and we were like, bitch, your dad lives in Parkland.
This is my place.
Yeah, we have some good memories together. We spent your 18th birthday. Was honestly one of my favorite days ever, like, of my life.
Same. Really.
Same. Her 18th birthday, yes.
The memories, yeah.
That memory is just... and stuck engraved with me forever. Yes, stuck with me forever. And I did pick this young lady up from Philadelphia County Prison once.
Free crumb.
Free crumb, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a free crumb little thing going on.
Oh,
I was there all weekend.
Oh, bitch, you were in jail.
In North Philly.
In North Philly, yeah. They arrested me on Friday. They didn't let me out until Sunday. I was literally like peeking my head through I shared a cell, like a cell the size of this table with like at least two other girls. I don't know if there was a third.
There was
a toilet right there too. Like,
Yes, they're small.
So I was like sticking my head through the thing, like, I think you guys forgot about me. Because it was such a minor crime.
Yeah.
And I was there for so long. Like a whole brothel got busted after me. And got to leave before me.
The whole brothel.
And then they were released. Yeah.
And you're like, hello.
They were like fighting with each other from cells because they were all blaming it on this one girl. It was a whole thing.
Oh my God.
It was a whole thing. And I was in the,
And then there's Amanda Crump. You know, like, hi, you forgot about me.
And I look, I got my one phone call and I called, One of my friends who we were in college. Was it during my freshman year?
It was my freshman year at Temple.
I was only there for 1 year.
So it was that.
I left my one phone call. I left a voicemail on my friend's dorm room.
Oh, yeah. And then we just came. Somebody called us.
Nobody knew where I was because I was with this other friend.
Well, and also nobody down in Philly, like none of them had cars. They were all freshmen in college, you know? So they call the people in Bethlehem who can drive and are like, somebody's got to drive down and come down to North Philly and pick this bitch out. Get this bitch out of jail. Free crump.
So I wasn't even with our group of friends when I got so drunk. And
go ahead. Go ahead. What'd you do? Let the people know.
Jumped on the counter of the 7-Eleven and stole a pack of cigarettes.
Wow. Oh my
God. And just straight ran. Like, I was wasted. It was penny drink night. I mean,
penny drink night. Mm. That's what the fuck sounds is like you that?
Sounds like it's free.
Yeah. But with like my
show up with a dollar, get fucked up. Like, what the hell?
Take my money.
Shit faced. I was with one of my girlfriends, and we ended up leaving with these guys that I don't remember at all. Got in their car.
You know what? You're lucky you got arrested.
Danger. Yeah.
When you think that back on it, like that thing should have happened. But we like stopped at the 7-Eleven, and first I was shit faced, and there was a cop. I'm pretty sure in the
there watching you. You probably waved to him on the way.
It was like the temple like courtyard, you know, where there's like temple security, and like you know,
they're like sitting outside the 7-Eleven. She's like, hi,
I thought
I want to say she also was smoking a cigarette while jumping over the counter and stealing a box of cigarettes.
Very sly.
Yeah, she thought you were so sly.
And then I ran.
Yeah,
and got caught.
Yeah,
they didn't even charge me with an underage. They felt so bad for me
because they left you in there for so long.
Yeah, they like handcuffed me to the thing, and it just so happens the girl I was with had gotten the cop that arrested us arrested her the week before, and she kicked him in the balls.
Oh wow,
it was a whole thing. Yeah, so it was bad. Yeah, but yeah, I spent the whole weekend there.
I would like to preface this is before Annie and my time. You were
it was before you guys.
I'm clearly invested in this relationship by now.
If you're there all that time, like, there would you just lay on the floor?
Yeah, I sat on the floor. They wouldn't let me sit on the bed.
Ew, that's too much.
It was grimy.
Did they give you a blanket at least? When I went to jail, they gave me a blanket.
Left my sweater in the random guy's car. Oh. RIP, like my favorite sweater back then. Mm. And I had this tiny little tank top on, and it was,
that was not
tiny
your best
tank
time.
Top. Yeah, that was
Well, we've come so far.
We really have. Many things have happened in between.
Do you remember one time I came down to Philly and we went to some Halloween costume party at Candy's Words, and I left with some random guy. Do you remember this where you went to this frat house? And then basically my friends, or in the morning I was walking down Broad Street doing the walk of shame in my French maid uniform.
Oh my God.
Only to find my friends are in the car getting ready to leave. Like, bitch, you're lucky.
Yeah.
You're fucking lucky we were about to leave your ass in Philadelphia.
I think that's the year that we had the apartment where.
No, you were in dorms. We were in dorms. Okay. Yeah.
Because then I didn't go back my sophomore year. Yeah. I just got an apartment with friends.
The apartment was classic. Oh, lots of whippets in that apartment.
It was a really cool apartment.
A lot of people got really fucked up in that apartment.
I'm glad to see you guys survived.
Yeah, we survived. We survived.
We did.
Lived to tell the tale, you know?
Yes.
Good times.
But then after college, what's the timing? You moved away then.
Yeah, so I moved right before I turned 22. I moved to Michigan. With my then boyfriend.
Yeah.
For reasons.
I was going to say, is that why you moved out there? For a boy?
It was. I hate saying that.
It's okay.
But it was also.
You were 22.
We needed a fresh start as well. We had gotten in trouble, and he had to move to either Michigan or Jersey.
Yeah.
By law.
Okay. So,
the other time Amanda Crump spent some time in jail in Tennessee. This time
that was a week.
Anyway, they left you in there for a week.
Yeah, my mom had to drive down and bond me out.
Oh my God. Yep, jeez, girl, you're a hardened criminal.
You would never.
I just have bad. Like if I had the time to tell the exact stories of except for this stupid cigarettes, every time I've gotten in trouble, it's shit.
It's like bad place at bad time kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. The one in Tennessee was definitely shit luck and also really bad timing.
Yeah. It's a whole shit show. So I moved to Michigan. I needed to like get my life together and moved up there with him. So I was up there for 6 years. I broke up with him two and a half years in.
And you just stayed up there then?
And I just stayed up there, yeah. So I moved up there not knowing anyone. We lived in the middle of nowhere for a couple of months until we got an apartment in town. And I got a really good job at the hospital. I was a phlebotomist.
Oh, I completely forgot this prior life where you were a fucking phlebotomist
in
an emergency room hospital.
Yeah, people trusted you with important shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you took blood for a living.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Facts. Any EKGs and... got attacked by a patient once and
I remember that.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I got a really good job. We got an apartment, but we were together for a total of 5 years and I just I had grown up. I met him when I was 19. He's 5 years older.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize he's that much older than you.
Yeah.
Too.
And he was still acting his childish self. He was
he's a straight man.
I love him to death, but yeah. But he was stuck. He was stuck in his old ways.
Yeah.
Cheering one or the
yeah, exactly. Don't touch that.
But I'm proud of that time that you lived out in Michigan, like by yourself.
Yeah.
Because you really were kind of like, that was your first sense of independence, really, yeah. Right?
It's kind of what I wanted. I needed to like get away.
Especially with the childhood that sounded very smothered.
Good word.
Yeah.
Sheltered. Yeah. Smothered.
I was like sheltered, but not sheltered. Like my mom, like not let me do things, but I was still aware of the outside
smothered
world.
Helicopter mom.
Especially because my dad was the complete opposite. So when I went to his on the weekends, like, you guys would all come to my dad's house and
we'd party.
Yeah, we would do everything.
Great. Actually, you want to, this bitch saved me from getting arrested the night of prom.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't let my date come to her party. They were having an after prom party at her dad's house.
Also, okay.
And I,
full disclosure, we didn't realize we were going to have a party. So it was last minute. So I didn't want. I feel
like it's fine. But she wouldn't allow my date to come. So I didn't go.
Jenny,
and the cops showed up
you.
And all these bitches got arrested. So.
It was.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
worked out in your favor.
It did work out in my favor
because my brother had a party the night before.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a whole thing.
It was. It was not. It wasn't. Yeah, it was. So yeah, I was really proud of Michigan. I kind of like found myself. I got away from all the things and people that were not allowing me to grow,
right,
and learn and find myself
and really flourish. Yeah.
So I was able to just like figure out who I was, find out who I was, and it. Yeah, I was in a really good place.
Why would you move back here?
Things were, I had started dating this guy and it was a very toxic relationship and he kind of fucked my head up a lot. And
you don't say.
Yeah.
And in our 20s.
So. Yeah, it was bad. He was, and it was.
Feel the fuck straight but coming off of your body.
What's the term, like the devil dick or the?
Devil dick.
He, oh, trust completely, girl, I was addicted to his. His dick 100%. He was an asshole, but I was addicted to
that happened. I've heard women do that.
It was ups. Yeah. I even at the end was like, I don't even recognize myself right now. It was, yeah. So, but I was also that during that time is when I was diagnosed just with narcolepsy and I had really been struggling.
That's when the devil dick always seems to appear. Like when your life is in some weird downward spiral. It's like the devil dick is
coming. Right up your
it's head. Like, I'll make you feel good, but I'm also going to fuck your life up. Like, oh, yay. But it feels good. But fuck me.
Can't need more, but yeah.
It's
but
okay.
Please fuck me.
We're all been there. Yeah.
So you came home and.
Yeah. And you know, my sister started having kids and I was like, yeah, I could be a good aunt. So I came home and life was good. I've been home for.
And right when you came home, you had your own apartment. I mean, it's not like you.
I didn't want to live with my mom.
Yeah.
So I, within the month, got an apartment.
Plus, it would be so hard to. It was hard because I lived with roommates at least for years and I had to move back home with my parents. And it was like.
I moved back home after my divorce and.
It's a lot.
1 month and out.
Yeah.
That's it.
I couldn't. Yeah.
I mean, my mom and her husband are living with me right now and I'm ready to fucking.
You're ready to move out of your own apartment.
Yes.
You have space for a reason.
I am. Yeah. But they'll be out soon. So it's fine. But so when you came home, did you start dating again?
I remember when I very first got home, I was on one of the dating websites. I don't remember which one, but I went on like three, online.
Like Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
That was popular then.
Oh, so you did do online dating?
You did online dating on your laptop, didn't you? Or like a computer.
Probably, yeah.
It definitely wasn't on a fucking phone.
No, it wasn't the apps. No.
And it was the first year I moved home. I was like, all right. And I just went on three dates. And then I was like, I'm over this. So I had a couple of flings.
I was going to say, how long have you been single? Like, how long would you consider yourself single?
I would consider myself single for at least 8 years. Eight years, yeah.
Not dickless, just single.
Just single, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the ones before that was quick little flings.
Yeah.
Nothing at all
serious. Like 3 months or less. That's the usual.
Nothing serious at all. Mm-hmm. So, and it's been kind of by personal choice. In the beginning, I really wanted to be with someone, but now the past six, once I was in school, I was really busy. The whole time I was in school because I did that and roller derby. So I was busy all the time. And then it just became this thing where I just was not ready to be in a relationship. I knew I needed to like work on myself.
Right.
I knew I wasn't in a good place to be in a relationship. So I just cut it, the option out of my life.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was no longer like, nope. Even an option.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about it kind of thing.
I commend you for healthy. That. Yeah. Yeah.
It's good to acknowledge that and be able to do that. And I had to do that.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people doing don't it, recognize that you need to do that. They're like, yeah. On to the next one. It's like, yeah, yeah no, but like, you I can need to do process. That, but you really should actually take that little breather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never done that ever.
Going on.
Until
I
mean, now.
You notice I was never... looking away from
yeah, like me. I've never, ever, ever done that. Yeah. So good job.
Well, you and now you're experiencing it because you are on a dick cleanse. Yeah. You're on dick like break. Yeah.
Oh yeah, don't fucking. And you can feel even try how different to it touch is. Me.
Yeah, right.
Some guy at the bar was like, he was hot too. He was like, had his arm around me and trying to kiss me. I was like, don't touch me, yeah. Sir. Thank you.
Yeah, but, no. I think I knew I needed to be happy with myself,
back right?
In yeah. my life. Before I brought anyone into it.
That is
our so, best I mean, advice yeah,
hit
ever.
The thing. Hit the one in the corner. Ooh, the bottom.
This one. Which leads to like, obviously, all I haven't been happy with myself for 5 years, aww. But I'm working
oh,
on it.
Oh, don't hit a bad
I'm
one.
Working on it. But
one of the reasons we wanted to have you on this, one of the topics we wanted to touch with you is the friends with benefits.
It's a good segue.
Yep. Yeah. I jumped right on it. Yeah, so right almost like I've been doing this for some time.
Because, well, I've never been a person who could be a friends with benefit, fuck buddy. I always, the only way I could have sex with someone is if I liked them.
Same. So like, I thought I could, and then nope.
Yeah, I thought you laughed at me the whole time.
You're like, yeah, right, bitch.
Yeah,
Ashley was laughing at you the whole time. This
like,
bitch thinks she can fuck
without
emotion.
Do this and like go on dates and just fuck. She's like, bitch, that's a relationship.
That's a relationship because that's my thing. So one of the things, if you follow us on pretty much all the socials, I put it on everything, was whether or not you think that friends with benefits and then later, due to my own side research, fuck buddies.
Yes.
If
yes.
that actually can work out.
And if they're yes. different.
And if they're different, because different. I didn't even think they're friends different. With benefits and fuck buddies were different. I thought that they were together and one and the same thing. But
so
after
too.
Talking to people, no. And after really thinking about my own life, mm-hmm. no.
Yeah, no, I would
yeah,
never
can you do
think
your explanation?
The two are very different. Well, even just like when you brought this up, like I instantly was like, yeah, like to me, friends with benefits is just that, friends. That's a friend. It's somebody you're friends with. You
text
you already have
something.
A relationship with. Right. You already have an established relationship with. You talk to this person. You know this person. You might have even met their mom. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's your friend.
Okay, yes. Like, and that is where I say, how is that different from dating?
It's really fucking not.
It's like, not at all.
So maybe dating is just where it's exclusive, but...
Yeah, I think that maybe
that would definitely
me, that
probably
makes
be the,
sense.
Yeah. Yeah, but even like in dating, you don't necessarily
have
to
be
exclusive. So
facts.
It's all blurry.
It's really up to obviously you know yeah, we talked about this before, like couple. Obviously communication and like yeah. if two friends are like, yeah, we're just gonna fuck,
yeah,
and
like
we're gonna keep the emotional side out of it. I mean,
as soon as those words leave your mouth, one of you needs to realize one of you's gonna get hurt.
Yeah,
fuck what you just
you
said.
Know already. You know already.
Yeah,
who's getting hurt?
Exactly.
Like, you already know. But a fuck buddy is somebody you don't know. You never met his mom. You don't even know his mom's name. You may not even know his last name.
You don't know his siblings.
He is somebody you
yeah. does he
fuck.
Have? Does he have siblings?
Yeah,
we don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Does he have pets?
I don't know. Unless you're at the house and there's a pet there.
You yeah. may not even go to the house. You may
does
just meet him up at
a
hotel.
Does he have
a
house?
Yeah. Yeah. That is a fuck buddy. A fuck buddy is that just that. You only
it's
fuck.
It's like a straight up.
You don't...
Well, I feel like then my situation, I don't know, it could go either way. Because basically, like, we knew each other. We weren't friends, but we knew each other. And he, like I said, I never thought I would ever. I'm not a friends with benefits, fuck buddy kind of girl.
Yeah.
And I thought I finally found the person.
I was
going to
say, you were
like,
thought
this
that
I
you
thought,
weren't.
I thought
Billy,
like,
Billy,
yeah.
Billy, 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 Billy.
I thought that too with someone, and then nope.
Like, he started texting, and I finally, one drunken night, was like, all right, you can come over. And we hung out, for, like, a while at my apartment, and then fucked. And then nothing, actually, the first night we didn't fuck. But the second night we did, but he was texting me like
outside of that.
Yeah. Time. And then, but it's like, I made it very clear.
But see, I think your situation was he was a friend with the benefits in his head and your head.
That motherfucker was in a relationship his head. Because he's not her friend.
But I would say
they're acquaintances. Are they acquaintances with benefits?
The only thing that should be friendly about friends with benefits is the genitals involved.
Yeah, I had one of those back in the day when Starters.
See, that's to me, that's a fuck buddy. When you're friend with benefits, you are a motherfucking friend.
But like, hang out for like 2-3 hours.
That would be like if
in my apartment and then have sex
extended dick appointment.
And he would leave.
Yeah. Extended dick.
No, you treated it as a fuck buddy. That motherfucker wanted a relationship.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And then I just kept letting it happen. But I would tell him completely honest with him, like he would say these
that
things. I'm like, and I'd be
heads.
Like, don't say that to me. Yeah. Like, no, boys, you don't.
They
feel
almost
that way.
Like it. They're like, ooh, she doesn't want
no,
me.
Annie and I were just talking about this today. As soon as you fuck a dude, like fuck boy style, they are confused.
Yeah.
Because they're used to doing the fuckboy shit where they're like, fuck you, and then don't want to talk to you. But when you flip the script, they get so
they get weird.
Up.
I'm horny right now just thinking about this. It's so hot.
Their emotions
I
really
love
involved.
When women like fuck like men or whatever that means. But that was, that was a whole like the Sex in the City Samantha vibe, right. Late 90s, like women fucking like men. And it's so, I just love when they do that shit. Yeah, fuck him. Don't call him. Don't text him. Yeah. Get yours and be out. Don't even let him finish if you don't want to. Fuck that.
Well, so the funny.
Don't even let him finish.
Why not? Have you finished
that
every single
funny.
Time you've had sex?
No,
true, so
but
that's not a bad
this
move,
new
actually.
Because you know your ass didn't do that before.
I don't know. Do you know how many times I think I've actually had an orgasm with a man?
Yeah,
I probably could count. And I've had sex hundreds of times. Yeah. And I've probably orgasmed 25.
Once, yeah.
That's it's okay. Bye, it's fine.
She's like, it's fine. She's moved on from it. Okay. Obviously.
It's okay. I didn't even have my first one
started.
Until after that 5-year relationship, until the devil dick.
That's what made it the devil.
Yes, devil dick.
First time we had sex, I was like, this is what I've been missing.
Yeah, girl.
Like, I said it out loud to him, like, oh my God.
It's magical.
Yes. And I was hooked immediately. And But the weird thing about Billy is that after we would have sex, he would make an excuse to like go to his car. Like he knew I wanted him to leave. Like he was like, don't stay over.
Like you're not cuddling.
Like it was it was a
known
thing.
You're not allowed to spend the night.
But
right?
we would be over and he would be like, oh, I gotta like go get my bowl out of my car. I gotta go do this. And he just leave.
What?
Bye, you weirdo.
Eventually, we just be text me. So is
bye.
It cool for me to like lock my front door? You're clearly not coming back.
Oh, no,
I don't
he wants
want
you to keep
to,
it open,
but I don't want
him.
You to come back. But like, it was
why didn't you just crazy. Say bye?
Just
bye.
After
the first like 3 times, I did, but like the first couple times, I was like, okay,
back,
yeah, it was just I was
awkward.
Like,
are you gonna pack
been, like
that
10,
chair?
It's been, like 10 minutes.
That's
I'm
a
trying
red
to,
flag, I'm, asshole. Why
I'm
were you paying attention?
Like, all she wanted to do was fuck him.
Yeah, I was like, I'm trying to pass out. Like, what? It was just weird. Like, just say bye and leave. Why are you saying you're gonna come back? It was weird.
Weird.
We were usually drunk and stoned when we hooked up, so I also
he's
probably
weird.
Wasn't thinking about it. I was just like, okay, see you in a minute. it was.
So he never.
So
comes
maybe
back.
It was his way.
Like wild.
His way of trying to be in control, even though he wasn't.
You know, it's funny.
You know,
I'm actually friends with this individual.
Yeah, yeah.
I've known him for
we
really, really
know
long
who
time.
Is, yeah.
And the one time we hung out. Like, obviously, just as friends. I've never, like, hooked up with him or anything. But the one night we hung out, and he did do something like that where he just dipped out, and he left me and my girl that I was with. He was supposed to take us home. And next thing you know, he's gone. And I'm like, bro,
what
you coming
fuck?
Back for us?
That's
no.
Weird.
That is Billy. That's a classic Billy boy move right there.
Yep. Oh, boy. So he still texts me. It's been, like, 3 years since I've actually seen him.
Yo, and that's the most wild part, girl. What
me?
Are you walking around with over there that 3 years later due to
the
still,
golden
like,
puss. That's a thing. That's a thing.
I mean, I'm just...
Oh, that's a whole nother episode.
I ain't gonna deny that.
You're like, I will take that title.
Right?
Yeah.
Vaginas are just magical. Speaking
yes, they are.
I don't
so magical. I love that one. That's my favorite.
I don't talk myself up, but yes, my pussy is is wonderful.
There you go. Have you thought about maybe just like letting him hit it? You know, it's been a while. Like, so you're comfortable with him.
So there was a point where I told him, like, listen, if you were better, through text, I literally said, if you were better in bed and actually like, I never really orgasmed with you. And if we actually had good sex, yes, we would still be having sex. And he was, and then he was like, okay, well, let me prove it. Let me try to do better.
Right. Yeah, right.
And I was like, responsibility.
You should see the text. That's that whole situation. I was 100% honest. Like, it's like, it really sucks that you weren't good in bed because I would 100% still be.
I've had
you.
Someone yeah. slide
because
into my
it was
snaps
such an easy relationship, even though he was crazy at some
yeah.
points.
Yeah.
It was still a, you know, but yeah, if he would, yeah, he didn't do it for
so
me.
So he wasn't good
he
enough.
He wants
in
to
bed.
Prove himself so
to be
that's
a fuck buddy. To be in order to be a fuck buddy,
you actually have to be good at fucking.
I know. Like, it wasn't horrible, but he didn't actually, you know, get me off or anything. It wasn't horrible. Like, he was a really good kisser, but it wasn't enough for me to.
And I feel like after a certain time of being dickless or just whatever celibacy,
mm-hmm. we get picky.
You don't want to waste it on trash.
Bitch, I am not yeah. fucking nobody.
Yeah.
You gotta
you,
be.
You like you don't want to waste it on nothing.
No.
You might have to put down a $50,000 deposit on the Jesus.
Wow.
That's good.
We'll see. I want to see some pay stubs. That's for damn sure.
We'll see if I get drunk.
I need a bank account.
What's
I need a bank
retirement
statement.
Plan looking like?
I need a bank statement. I don't trust you. So, we did get some stories.
Yeah, because I did post again. Follow us on all the socials: Facebook, Instagram, Three Single Broads. Number 3 Z at the back. You know all about it. Make sure you follow us because we are going to be asking you guys more questions, and we want to get your feedback.
Yes,
yes.
Or you can send us an email.
I really want to know out there. Like, do you think friends with benefits and fuck buddies are different? Can one work? Can one not? Like, you know our opinion.
Yeah, neither it's hard. It's work. Hard when your emotions get involved.
That's why I think friends with benefits never works because it's in the title, friend.
When
you're
yeah.
friends, there's some type of
there's already an emotional bond there. There's already something that's yeah. there.
Friends with Someone benefits is like, let's try this out and see if it could work because if we were in a relationship, this could be bomb. No.
It's like a trial.
You either marry the motherfucker or you never talk to him again.
And that
I like
is the answer
I'm
I've gotten.
Trying it on. I'm trying them on.
Trying them on.
Yeah.
On
for size.
Yeah. But a fuck buddy, you ain't marrying that motherfucker. You don't even know his last name. Like I said, that's just a fuck buddy.
To me, that's a dick appointment or a one.
Or like a vacation
okay, same
dick.
Thing, though.
Vacation dick, definitely.
And but it's maybe one you get like on the regular. Like you got a dude that he's just
yeah,
every time you get drunk, you could call him. Be like, you're
exactly yeah. What? Yeah.
That's what you wanted.
That's what I thought it was.
You in between. That's too much.
He was trying to make a life.
He was trying to be a
well, he asked me to meet his kids.
No.
Too
I was
much.
Like, no. I literally was like, I will never meet your children because we will never be dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got mad kids.
Well, too. And that was one of the examples I got.
Mm. I know. 2.5. One's not really. Mm. Okay, let's not get too specific.
No. 2.5.
Why do we just use this first and last?
Let me just say, his kids got mad brothers.
Okay. One of the descriptions that I did get between friends with benefits and friends with,
fuck buddies.
Fuck buddies is someone you're not seen outside with.
Yeah.
This is someone that you literally, again, like we've been saying, you just show up. I personally don't think you hang out with your fuck buddy at all, but some people are like, well, you can watch Netflix with him or something. No.
You maybe split a sandwich and that's about it.
I don't even want that much because I'm trying not to have food right before I shove your dick in my mouth.
Right, but maybe afterwards you guys, you get a pizza or some shit and then
no,
you're right. No food.
That's when you start to get into the friends with benefits.
Yeah,
because
you have to ask questions. If
because
you're
what are we
going
to not
other?
Talk
yeah.
to each other? I'm going to ask
get
you
the fuck
questions.
Out of here.
And then what if you're like, funny or something. I don't know. And now there's all of a sudden we're friends and things get confusing.
Yeah.
For
so
sure.
So that brings us around to friends with benefits. Those are people that you are seen out in public with.
Yes.
You're dating basically.
And to
trial,
me, that's
trial
just
dating.
Like trial dating. You're like doing
a thing.
A little 7-day
romance.
Money back
you're doing a romance. And,
and so the story we got is, first of all, girl,
shout
if you're
out
listening,
to the girl, and you already know what the answer is to all these things.
You know who you are, and I gotta say,
stop
I really
it.
Do love you, but yeah, knock
stop
the
it.
Fuck off. Like, this is some stupid, this is stupid. You know it's stupid, and just stop, okay? So she sent a very long email three emails. Annie wants some water. I think she's trying to tell Ashley.
Just say it.
Guys, just say it.
I don't know sign language.
Annie's like, I need water. Somebody help. Annie, get your water. You okay?
I'm okay.
She's getting it. Okay.
She's good. She's good.
So she sent us one rather lengthy email, which honestly, bitch, I don't have the attention span for that. So I like skimmed it. And then two smaller emails. Basically, started with this dude. And like, it was just a friends with benefits, whatever.
Booty call.
I don't know how. Oh, it all started. They met on Facebook, actually. The motherfuckers slid into their DMs. I don't know who. She slid into his DMs, I think.
There's some sliding happening.
So then I
and then
direct,
there was some sliding happening.
Yeah, she slid into his DMs. So, bitch, this is not a friends with benefits, first of all, because you just slid into his DMs. You trying to fuck him already.
That's a fuck buddy.
That's a fuck buddy.
That you turned into a friends with benefits.
Yes, yes.
Thin line.
So they they talk for a little bit. They obviously eventually start fucking, whatever. It's basically all about the sex. Literally, this email is so long.
Like, I see. It's intense.
Bitch, I can't even, I don't even know how to
summarize it.
Summarize it. The cliff notes of it.
But fast forward 3 years later, they spend time together as a family.
It's too much.
They spend holidays together. They're basically fucking together.
Yeah.
But he won't say they're together. And he acts like, no, we're not together.
That's a huge flag.
That's
huge
a flag. That's like a punch huge to the face.
Bitch, how did I meet your kids and I'm not your girlfriend?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
First of all, you should have known it right there, bitch. Okay.
Also,
yeah, any father, in my opinion, who has someone meet their kids too soon, that's a red flag for me. Like, it should be.
I agree.
Yeah.
There should be a period long,
there's a, like,
pretty
a
long
3 to 6 minimum months.
That's
period.
How I feel. Yep. Minimum
6 months.
6 months
sounds kind of nice.
Yeah.
That's what
I mean, it's
got to be serious.
It depends on the age and all that
everyone's
stuff. But I don't, honestly, I don't even want to put a timeline on it. I think it's more the intention behind it.
Yeah.
Like, well, even, if it's a fucking friend with benefits, you better not be introducing your kids to that.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's a year or whatever. If it's somebody that you don't want to spend the rest, that you don't see a future with,
right.
They should not be meeting your children. I don't care if it's after 1 month, 2 months, whatever.
You could be fucking this person for 5 years, don't meet their kids.
Yeah.
Or it could be the opposite. You could have met this bitch a month ago, you meet the kids, you guys are in love, and you spend your happily ever after. Yeah. Listen, it could happen.
Wow.
I don't hate straight men
that much. I can't believe you said
that. I'm just saying, it could fucking happen. I'm hopeful.
I love it. Bring it on.
So basically, they got in a fight about it, I guess, around the holidays, because obviously she's his
Well, do you buy gifts? Like, what
Yes, they buy each other gifts. They buy their kids' gifts.
Does he fuck other people? Supposedly, no.
So the emails go on, and then she even she just goes on, but she says there's just fuck buddies, and I don't even know what she's saying, honestly. But okay, here's the fun twist. So I'm friends with both these motherfuckers on Facebook because I know them both. So he posts this thing on Facebook that's like, "So are we dating now?" And they respond, "No." Friends with benefits? ? How about just fucking, because I don't want to be your friend either. So he posts this joke on Facebook. Yeah.
That's like a punch to the vagina.
Like
not
private face. Like, that's straight up on Facebook.
On his Facebook.
Oh, well, they're friends.
Well, no, I don't think this is a conversation that they had. I think it's like a meme or...
But it's still a low blow reference when you are in that
was...
situation.
Yeah.
So I'm like, boop. I obviously commented and said, you know, we asked this question on Three Single Broads podcast.
I saw that. You did tag us in it.
But is there a difference between friends with benefits and fuck buddies? And he said, not to get too deep, but I would say yes. Friends with benefits, there's a little emotional attachment and it's harder to maintain the friendship compared to fuck buddies, where you two just get together for the sole purpose of doing the duties and then up and gone. Pretty routine, no emotional attachments.
Yeah.
So, agreed. I said, can either of them work? I want to interview this motherfucker. He said, only can work if both make it work. Not one, but both. LOL. Yeah. And
Which
I said,
facts.
Well, okay, yeah,
yeah.
both
I mean,
people
it's
would have
true,
to.
True, but it just, why would two people work so hard at trying to not be in a relationship while kind of being in a relationship? It just seems ass fucking backwards to me.
I mean, it seems like you know you don't. There's something about this person.
I think in this situation,
there is something about her. I'm sorry, girl. I like you. You know, it's cool. There is something about her that he knows he can't be with for the rest of his life, whether it's
I get that because that's how I feel kid, about
whether
Billy.
It's
like, I just
well,
knew,
and I think it's yeah. not. Yeah, I don't think that's exclusive just to this situation. I think that's for
yeah.
any
yeah.
I friends mean, with benefits
yes.
situation.
I've said to him,
there's like a deal
like,
breaker
can
in there.
There's a red flag in there.
We like are back to being mm-hmm. friends because yeah. I actually miss your company. Like we had really good conversations. Like we just talk shit on each other and bullshit with
he's
each
cool
other.
Yeah. He's a cool friend. He's a
really
hang
good
out
friend. But I it'll never be like that because he's always going to want to then lead me to the bedroom. But
yeah, exactly.
Like, but I just knew him. I knew in the back of my mind, I didn't want a relationship. There was just something
yeah.
and I knew yeah. it and it never changed. And everyone, even like my family would be like, well, why don't you just date? Like, no, I don't want, it's just, he's not.
Oh,
the
your
one.
Family knew about him?
My sister and like my sister-in-law.
Okay.
I would yeah.
Yeah.
Because he would like text me on New Year's Eve while I was out there. Yeah. Like, wish you, yeah.
That's different. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, not my mom. Or, no.
Yeah,
just
I was
going to
say, when the mom knows, that's
yeah.
like a whole different
yeah.
level.
Yeah. But I just, I don't know what
you know
I couldn't
exactly.
put a thing, like, thing on it, but I just didn't want to be in a relationship.
That's got to be how it is with that relationship. There's something
oh,
that
I
he...
already, because we've discussed this, and people have to, women especially, because we always end up putting too much into these relationships. Like, I Ugh. Hate to be so cliche about it, but women are usually the ones that end up getting
Invest
hurt
more.
In these situations.
True. Yeah.
But one of the things that women do is, because we invest so much, you give these dudes that are just here for the sex, for the physical part of it, you give them these like boyfriend or like husband,
wifey level
like perks and benefits.
Yeah, without the upgrade.
Of course they're not going to want to let go of you because yeah. you're literally giving them exactly what they want. They don't have to commit to you, but you're going to do nice things for them and take care of them. You're going to buy their kids gifts in this particular situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't want to leave you either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get all the benefits
so
without,
me I, don't
yeah.
have
without
to,
I mean, the corny, the get the milk for free.
Exactly. It's,
but it is true.
It is yeah. true. As
and I think a lot of times, I think a lot of times for men, I mean, I don't want to speak for men because, well, I hate them. So I don't want to speak for them. But
that's a romance story 5 seconds ago. And now you're
she's so hopeful.
Them.
And listen, the man that I end up with will hate straight men too. Okay. He will know that they ain't shit.
Yeah.
You know?
I see this.
I mean,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Manifest the bitch.
Man, I'm manifesting this. I forgot what I was going to say, but... There it is.
We got sidetracked on the manifest.
Oh, no, but I think a lot of men want to keep their options open. And how do they
yes.
keep their options open? They say,
they're
non-committal. Not together.
Yeah.
And half the time, they're probably not even fucking anybody. They just want to flirt or text or do whatever the fuck they want. Just they don't want
stupid shit, yeah.
commitment. But I think if they talked to the person, a lot of women are okay with having... Maybe being open about the conversation and saying, hey, I'm just looking for like minimal commitment.
Exactly. I think that sometimes men get scared off because they think, and maybe women, and some women too.
I
where
get scared. I get scared
do.
Off of that relationship.
Of that. Yeah, when it's like too
yeah,
much together
yeah.
time, like spending too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I have a very wonderful schedule right now that works with my whole life and my business and everything, and it's wonderful.
You
yeah.
definitely are goals because I was very much in my last relationship, I wanted to spend all the time together. And now yeah. I'm like, no, actually, mm-hmm. I don't. Like,
yeah,
I think no. I would like
I need
you more
a whole
if
day
I see
to myself
you, like,
at least in there.
I don't want to spend all my time with anybody, even myself.
Yeah, I like to divide it. It's all about balance for me. I like to balance my time out between all of my obligations and
yeah.
myself.
Yeah.
But as like I like to give as much back to myself as I pour out. So
exactly.
That's what I've been learning is so important.
What's
it's hard.
Like?
It's hard.
It's hard. Moms everywhere are like, nope. There's no equivalent to give. There's nope. That's literally impossible. But yeah. thanks. Nope.
Well, everybody's lives are different.
Let's I gotta love
that.
Yes, exactly. That's great. But like, I just think it's such a different dynamic when you're like always putting that child, you know, their needs before yours. There's
well,
never
you
really
said
a time.
In a past
to...
episode, you're not supposed to do that. So
you no, you're supposed to. I think you're supposed to put your happiness first.
Yeah.
But I'm putting my child's needs before mine. That's two different things. He eats first. He's clothed first. He's everything first. That's motherly instinct. I take care of him first. But as far as happiness goes, I want my happiness to come first. But I'm never going to give myself as much as I give him. There's just
right.
no way. You know, I mean, how do you even? I don't. I couldn't even think. Yeah, it's just there's just no way.
Yeah.
So I think that's the, but that's why moms though need to find some type of balance with.
There needs to be some kind of way for you to give back to yourself.
And
you,
I do.
You can't, parents therapy. Can't give. Yeah. And it's always like that concept. If you got to put your mask on first before you put your kid's mask on in the airplane or like anyone else's mask, like you have to be able to be whole enough, even if it's not your best self, to give to your kids or to your loved ones.
Yeah,
so
for
it's,
sure.
It's hard to find that balance. So.
It ain't easy. With you and your boyfriend, though, I want to touch on this. You guys are kind of the definition of friends with benefits working. No?
Kind of. I mean, like, well, yeah, we have just a really good, we have a really good friendship as a base and like as a.
Because don't you think when you first started dating, that's kind
of. Well, we were all friends. Like, we hung out for like 2-3 months as friends, like on the regular, like weekly watching football, hanging out. And it went on for a little while like that. And it kind of just developed from there. So that's why I'm like, really glad that we can like always like the friendship is like what keeps it really good, I think.
Yeah. There were some people that commented because I the question I posted on the Facebook page, I posted on multiple Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple of guys especially that commented, and the one guy especially, he had a friends with benefits situation that didn't work out. They ended, not that it didn't work out, it just kind of they parted ways.
Fizzled out.
Yeah. And then he had another friend with benefits that he ended up marrying.
So that one fired up.
Yeah, and he was like, for me, it kind of worked out. And I think that's...
He saw both sides.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of how it works itself out, maybe.
Yeah, and that's how I like... Like, when I am done with a relationship, I don't like it to be negative. Like, I like to look at it as, okay, we've had our time, and we've realized that it's not going to continue forward together.
Yeah.
And like...
And again, to me, friends with benefits really just means you're dating and you just don't want to be like, we're boyfriend and girlfriend. And
you're
you
dating somebody
be,
that
like,
you started dating without that intention.
Exactly.
Like, I think you probably just fucked them one night and then you're like, ooh, this is good.
This
Let's keep fucking.
Kind of nice. I'm like, oh, maybe we can also go out and get dinner or something.
And the conversations
not
start
a
getting
person.
Fire and you start hanging out more. And it
And then.
And even though a lot of times it is the woman who gets attached. I mean, it happens with men too. Not the man.
It does. Yes. That's why I didn't want to be like, all women, but.
I mean, look at Amanda. Like, look at her situation.
Yeah, you're like one of the prime examples of the guy got hurt.
Finally found a friend with benefits.
Yeah, you're like, yes.
But you wanted more of the friend and less of the benefits.
He got hooked, yeah.
He got hooked.
I like it how my guy, there's a whole button. Green. But like, my man kind of brought it up in a way at that time. When we dated the first time, like I want to take you on a date now. And we were just like hanging out and I was like, oh, so
like he took put the line. Yeah. He was like, we're
was
friends
like, oh,
and now
you
I'm taking
too?
You out.
Okay. So, what
he's my
then?
Hope.
Yeah.
He's like the best. He's one straight guy
I
that
have
I don't.
Some friends that are in marriage. Well, one of them is married that I'm like, yes. Okay.
Oh, so yeah.
This yes.
Can happen. It's just going to take some time.
I see. See, the problem is, though, like, I see some great marriages, but then there's, like, that one thing that I'm like, oh, he don't do that. Like, oh, he still give you shit about that.
Oh,
but that's like, the you thing. You have to think, like, no one's perfect.
No. Yeah.
Especially
men.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I wanted to, I mean, like, I've been on the apps again because...
Because why not? Suck, but you're still on the app.
You're still open. She's still open.
She's still hopeful. Still,
well, I know I'm not going to find my soulmate on Tinder. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just for
we can't even say that because shout out to Whitney. I mean, I don't want to say soulmate, but Whitney is still dating.
Oh, like, yeah. That's true. I love them. Tinder. They're amazing. Yeah.
But white she, Caucasian I mean, again, boyfriend. I think it's like you said, like, you've already worked on yourself. You've already done the stuff. You've set your intentions. You know what you want.
Yeah.
And then you went out and looked for that person.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually loved writing down like what I was looking for. And when like in that time where I like really focused on myself, I did like the, this is what I want in relationship. This is what I have to offer a relationship. And it really set the bar for like,
I love that.
Ain't
well,
no
and I was
going
to say the biggest question that you should probably ask yourself in a situation of, are you ready to date is, would you date you?
Yeah. Are you?
No.
Well,
I would not advise anyone
to
date me. I would not let anybody date me. No, that sounds horrible. You know.
Which is why I haven't dated in a
while. Exactly. Yeah.
Because
I date you, Amanda.
thanks, babe.
I guess you guys are already white.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's because she has a criminal background.
Exactly.
I've had several checks.
Yeah. You did. That's true.
You're not tall enough, but she'll still take
it. I was just read my fucking mind. That's a... Read my mind. I like the girls short. It's okay. That's only a requirement for men. Oh, I mean, yes. if you're going to have the audacity to be a man, just be tall. You know? Like, my God. Like, how are you going to be a man and then just roll up 5'6"? Not okay with that, guys.
Yeah, that's why I haven't dated, because I'm not at a place where I would date myself.
Yeah, I respect that about you.
I'm not mentally in a good place. I haven't been for a while. And so, yeah.
I have to say, though, like, you girls, even you all, Annie, like, all of you are such an inspiration to me, who's never really, even though I'm been single, not really, you know, like, I've always been like date, not like this, not like on a true
cleanse. Dick break.
A true cleanse.
True
cleanse. The last time I had sex, we were swimming. Last time I had sex, it was summer. Okay. It was warm out. I'm, we'll see what happens, but I have a feeling this is.
No, because you get into like this
seasonal sex.
Maybe it is seasonal. Maybe you love seasonal sex, but I feel like after a while, you just get into this thing where you're like, so I can please myself. I don't have to deal with the person attached to the dick.
Yeah.
So yeah, it gets addictive to not be with someone. But then at the same time, like, I could.
There's the warm body.
I want like a companionship. Point, like that's what I, I miss the more the companionship.
Yeah, I miss having somebody to like share my crab ragoons with and watch. Yeah. Let's watch this movie together. And
too, but I also just really want to get pounded. Well, of course. Out,
Yeah, for sure.
Like that's the one thing that I get sad about is sometimes I just feel really alone because it's like my son doesn't want to hang out with me. Everybody's busy. My schedules are so different than everybody that I just like. I just want somebody to like watch this movie with and share my crab ragoons so I don't eat them all, because then I just eat all the crab ragoons and it's not healthy.
Or like I'll be having a really bad day and I just need someone to know that I'm having a bad day. You
just
know,
want
to
share
like
that
it
with
makes
someone.
You feel better. Like to just so someone knows,
just
like
tell me
yeah.
it's gonna be okay.
So I'll. I text my mom or I'll call my mom.
I love that.
Which is great to have, but at the same time, at this age, it's she's the only one who's like checking in to make sure I made it home okay. Like, I've lived alone for so long.
And Amanda, at least you have that. Okay.
That's true. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But that comes with a lot of other things.
That's a dicey territory.
That's a whole other episode.
We are coming close to the end of our episode. And we were going to talk a little bit about, too, Amanda and I both have. Live with, you know, terminal illness. She has congestive heart failure and a pacemaker, and she's so strong, and you're just so amazing.
Oh,
and
yes.
I'm so
proud
of you and how far you've come.
Thanks.
And it's hard when you date with terminal illness too, because
it does.
Adds a layer of it.
My narcolepsy already made it really difficult because I just obviously I'm tired all the time.
Right.
So
yeah.
that, and then adding, I've always been very self-conscious about my narcolepsy because people don't understand exactly how it feels.
So, you're trying to navigate your own feelings about it, yet how do you bring
someone else into this when you don't even
process fully?
Yeah, because I can't control it. Yeah. I can't make promise. Like, it's the whole thing. Like, it wasn't until, like, two summers ago that my therapist actually had me call, like, I realized that I never actually accepted the fact that I had it. Like, I was, like, in her office crying. I'm like, you're right. I never actually accepted it. I just always was mad and blamed myself for being tired and was depressed about
that.
It. And then
it's
my random heart failure, that's just,
just
pop, you know, randomly happened last year.
But, I mean, I think it makes you, I know it's such a struggle, but it also makes you even pickier about who you want to
spend
your
time with.
You know, life is short. Why are you going to spend it with a fucking bozo?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Some stupid straight guy.
For real.
So this bitch is apparently straight
men. Again.
There's a theme here.
No, again, I do want to put it out there, you guys. I know. I'm sorry I'm attacking you. There's plenty of wonderful men out there, and I do love you. Yeah. And I would love one day to, you know, have sex with a straight man. That maybe bi. I don't know. But that would be great. But just, you know.
Maybe listen to the red flags and you'll meet one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe, like, you know, you see those red flags, don't go towards them.
Yeah, well, run away from them.
Not to call
towards
you.
Not, with arms and legs.
But not red, to call
that
you
is
out.
Just the tip.
That is just the tip.
But red's my favorite color,
not
boo-boo.
Not to call you out.
She has a red hoodie.
She's wearing red.
Talking a lot of shit, but you also go right towards the shitty. Yeah. The shitty guy.
Well, I like multiple people have told me in my life lately, I am not Bob the Builder and I cannot fix him.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want, I'm so.
Be Dora the Explorer, bitch. And
I am, the last thing I'm going to do is let some broke ass motherfucking I need help dude come into my life.
And
no,
you know what I
realized?
My whole life, I whole life I always dated not great people, like broke, no job, because I had such a low self-esteem.
I
didn't feel love attraction.
You accept the love you think you deserve.
Yeah. So that's why I have always dated.
So
not
set that
great,
bar high.
Yeah.
So I got I deserve a guy who
One time we were hanging out, we were sitting in my apartment and I looked at her and I said, the 15-year-old version of ourselves would be like, bitches, you live in these bomb ass apartments. You do whatever the fuck you want. You're about to go out to eat looking all cute. Yes. Your friends, you got friends. Like, we are kind of living awesome lives.
We are. We got to stop being so hard on ourselves.
Because you live a pretty fucking awesome life, you know?
It's so hard to not be so hard on you. But I mean,
that's what we're
working process. Work in process.
Every day is a new day.
It's true. Those are all the tips.
We have a lot of tips.
One thing we do want to say real quick before we do what we do is, thank you for coming on. Finally.
Thank you for having me. Yay.
It's about damn time.
I know.
Don't forget to follow us on all the things, Facebook, Instagram, email us, threesinglebroads at gmail, three in the front, Z in the back. And also don't forget to
wrap up your dicks.
Have a good night, guys.
See ya.
Bye-bye.